What's up, Creamers? It's me, Hatro, and I'm here with my co-host, Sammy Deddy.
Okay. Well, I got a bad feeling about this.
And we're going to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
He didn't know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was. And when he got home, he didn't know where he'd been.
Are you an Aries who loves chair shots? A Pisces who cries every time the pyro goes off? We're assigning zodiac signs to wrestlers, and it's 100% scientifically accurate. Could you repeat the last line? I didn't really get that. I just heard your heavy breathing choking on your John Cena, the John Cena quote of the week. And what's our match count for 2025, the year of our lives? And as always, we'll leave a comically undersized dollhouse amount of room for cream. All that in this episode of Wrestle.
It's not like you're not going to know. I'm having deja vu.
Yeah, dude. It's kind of like we already did this episode, but someone didn't hit record, and we're not going to say who, but it's the producer, Sean. Anywho, welcome back, Creamers. Sammy Daddy, have you watched any wrestling in the past week?
Yep.
Really?
Saturday night's main event, Monday Night Raw, and a little something I'm going to tell you about later.
Hell yeah.
But the other stuff was fine. Monday Night Raw was a good one, I guess. It was fine.
Word?
I feel like I'm just watching it because I watch it. I don't hate it. It's not bad. But
there's times where with AEW where I feel that way, especially like 2023, 2024.
I think we're just, the John Cena thing's going on.
Yeah.
So I'm really into that, but that's they can only do so much. They're doing a tournament. Did you see that?
Yeah,
they announced it on Saturday. It's supposed to be fighting for the right to fight that man.
Gunther, right?
They don't know. Nobody knows.
Well, yeah, that's right. This is a real fight.
Rusev is fighting, I don't remember, Damian Priest or something.
That's cool.
Round one. Anyway, there's that. But then they had the big Saturday Night's main event. CM Punk won. Whatever it is, World Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
good for him.
Oh, it's great. And oh, Jade won.
Jade Cargill. What title does she have?
Women's.
The Women's World or the Women's WWE Women's?
The SmackDown one.
Is that the one that looks exactly like CM Punk's belt but with the white strap, or is that the one that looks like Cody's belt with the white strap?
Cody's. So I guess she'd be WWE.
That's probably the better one then, huh?
Stephanie Vaquer has the other one, so I like that one more.
Okay, and it is cooler looking too.
But yeah, so she won. Did you see that thing? I'm sure you saw it on the social media.
I saw some things.
Took the picture backstage.
Oh,
and it's Cody with the belt.
Yeah.
Jade with the belt. Ricky Starks with the belt.
Yep.
And Ethan Page with the two belts they have in NXT.
I did see that photo.
It's crazy.
Know what I noticed about it?
Tell me.
Everybody in that picture was in AEW.
I know. I don't know if anybody picked up on that.
I don't think so.
Oh, this is a picture of friends.
Bunch of champions. Yeah. Now, I find that to be very fascinating, too, because if you think about it, that means that all the AEW wrestlers who go to WWE just dominate because that's not where the best wrestle.
Oh, that makes sense. Because the best wrestle there, and then they leave there, and then they're wrestling not the best.
Right.
If they were the best, they'd be wrestling over there.
Right. I mean, Cody Rhodes was never able to capture the AEW World Championship, but now he's the WWE champion.
Well,
he still lost.
Fair.
So,
if
he was that good, he would have been able to triumph and persevere, but he couldn't.
Counterpoint, though.
Word?
Rusev and Aleister Black have more losses.
I know, I saw that.
In WWE than their whole AEW career.
Right, that goes against that point that I was trying to make there, but now it goes for the new point.
That's why it was a counterpoint.
I'm getting that point over there. It's gone. I don't even like it.
But I'll give you a counterpoint to my counterpoint.
Let's hear it.
They've wrestled way more matches, I feel like, than they have when they were in AEW.
That's probably true.
So but if you're then, going like but, percentage.
But,
they,
but no, I mean, if we're going to go by the backstage rumors, which we mm-hmm. don't really know if it is or isn't true, they just kind of refused to lose. And so that's why they weren't booked a lot in matches. So then that
I feel
kind
like
of
that came out
odd that they lost as many matches as they have in WWE. But at the same time, we don't really know if that's true.
Well, I can't say again if it's true or not, but the impression I think we have, and it's not out of the realm of possibility, but I feel like in WWE, it's this is what we're doing. If you don't like mm-hmm. it, then too bad. Right. Where in AEW, you can make the guy in charge fear for his life.
True.
Very easily.
If you're choking a person out and then running at them or whatever.
And you bump a TV a little bit or something.
Yeah, if you do that kind of stuff, you'll get them. I've done that at my boss's office, and she was freaked.
Yeah, I feared for my life. But yeah, so those guys are doing good. It was fine. Saturday's main event was fine. It was better than it has been because it was a Peacock exclusive, so there wasn't any... It wasn't weighed down by commercials.
Oh, that's cool.
Like it was on NBC. I understand it's two different types of programming.
Yeah. But.
So yeah. So that's what I watched. And the one other thing, but I'll get into it at the end of the show. What did you watch?
Oh.
Or did you? I shouldn't assume. Did you watch any wrestling this past week?
I did. I watched last week's, since the last show, I watched last week's Dynamite. I watched this week's Dynamite. I watched last week's, did I watch Collision? Yes, I watched Collision. And I watched the second of the two New Japan shows over the weekend. And that's it. That's it.
What's that?
That's it.
Oh.
I was going to watch a Pro Wrestling Noah thing because I realized that I still have a subscription to Wrestle Universe, and I was like, ooh, shit.
Uh-oh. Better get my money's worth out of this thing.
Yeah, so I got rid of that, but I still have it for a couple weeks, and I was... Pro Wrestling Noah is cool, and so is DDT, because they have... I mean, it's like the same production quality as New Japan. Maybe not exactly, but it's still pretty good, and, you know, DDT is very goofy and funny. Plus, they have Mao, and I'm a Maoist.
You did a thing.
Yeah. I wish that, what's it called?
I don't know.
Dragon Gate had...
Dragon Gate.
Or was on Wrestle Universe, but it's not. You can only watch it on their website, on your browser. But...
Really?
Yeah. And it doesn't have very good production quality. I want it to. I love the idea of Lucha Libre in Japan, but...
Lucha Libre anywhere,
too
really.
Too much of a hassle. Right. So that's the shit I watch, bruh. Do you think you're ready to do this Zodiac stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you let the creamers at home know, Sammy Daddy? What are we doing with this whole Zodiac stuff?
Go walk outside and look up at the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And your ancestors looked at those same stars. They could see more than you because of light pollution and stuff
that's
like that.
True.
But
that's
whatever. True. And that's how we watch wrestling for our stories. They looked at the skies for theirs. Mm-hmm. And there was constellations.
Yep.
And the way those constellations would move and shift and change position to them, because mm-hmm. they didn't know what was going on.
Right.
They correlated those with times and birthdays and years and stuff like that.
Word.
And those became zodiac signs. You know those things people get tattooed on them?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, those.
Aries.
And all those zodiac signs. Yeah, that's a one.
Capricorn.
Second, another one.
Taurus.
A third one. Socrates. Nope.
Sagittarius.
Comic Sans.
I think Comic Sans is underrated, and people need to stop making fun of it. But anyways,
it's not great, but it's not as bad as they.
Now, how does Zodiac?
Yeah,
what does all that Zodiac mumbo jumbo have to do with you and I?
Oh well, we're gonna. So all those signs, all those zodiacs,
mm-hmm.
have us something associated with them, and we thought, well, the best thing to have associated would be a wrestler or something wrestling related.
Yeah.
Let's make these zodiac signs have a wrestler associated with them.
Okay.
Instead of saying, "Oh, my personality traits are this. My Uranus is rising." No, we're mm-hmm. going to talk about wrestlers.
Right. My Sagittarius is in Retro Raw.
Yeah. I mean, it could be. I don't know. But Because so, I don't really buy.
So basically, what you're saying to me, Sam Dad, is that we're going to assign professional wrestlers to the zodiac signs that people look at their horoscope for.
You should have been the one explaining it because that was perfect.
Thank you, Sam Dad.
That was great.
Before we get to that game, Creamers, we've got Derek Dillinger, one of the best friends of the show. He decided that he was going to set a room for Cream, as he does. But he sent a special request this time, Sammy Daddy.
What's that request?
He wants it to be played before our main segment of the show. He, according to what he said in his message to me, he believes that a certain somebody still is hacking in. Because last week he just erased his message and it was just static.
Yeah, we thought he screwed up.
Yeah, so he's sending it in. He wants it to be played early, so that way I'm just, this is his words, not my words, guys. But so that audio pervert prick isn't able to hack in. So we're gonna play his Room for Cream now, and I mean, I don't know how good of an audio perverted hacker Ronnie Two Legs is, but hopefully he's not able to figure this out and stop it anyway. So here we go. Derek Dillinger's Room for Cream. Here's Derek Dillinger's Room for Cream.
Creamers.
Hello, Creamers. This is Derek Dillinger, friend of the show. I've been calling in for probably a month now, and Ronald Two Legs, the audio pervert, keeps interrupting me. As you may know, this is Danny's Dripping Wet Tacos.
Yeah.
Well, was Danny's Dripping Wet Tacos.
Well,
but I'm trying to break to you very subtly, but now it's like I'm ripping off a Band-Aid. This is now Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos, and there's no lettuce. And as you can look at this sign, no audio perverts allowed. Ronald Two Legs, you are not allowed here, and you will be banned at every location.
Wow.
Wow.
What a.
Right. What? That's huge news.
We got the exclusive on that.
Did. Right. That's wild, man. So
thanks, Derek.
You're hearing it first here, Creamers. Derek's purchased Danny's Dripping Wet Tacos, and it is now Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos. Hopefully, they're still a sponsor of the show. Am I right?
Yeah, that was a free plug, but that's fine because he's our friend.
He's one of the
first ones free.
Show. Yeah, so
I mean,
so,
he didn't message me about this or anything, so whatever, but I don't like lettuce either.
That is a little rude. That is a little
I
rude.
Like the no lettuce thing.
I'm not a fan of that. I'm a big lettuce boy.
Well, do you know, is it BYOL?
I'll ask him right now. Let's call him on Instagram, see if he answers.
You're going to call him?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe he's sleeping.
Give a little bugger a phone call and see what happens. It might be doing wrestling. Who knows?
Is this Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos?
I don't know who it is because it shows your name, right? Isn't he schooling?
He might be.
I think they school on this
day. He didn't join.
That's all it says?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's ask. I'll message him and ask him.
No, we'll get an answer. Well, either we'll get an answer or he can fill us in next week. So it's Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos, no lettuce, no audio perverts.
That's right.
That's pretty exciting. I mean, good for him. Like, that's a... I didn't think Danny would sell.
No, I didn't either. He's been stubborn about that, but I think because of all the allegations and his arrest, he was probably looking to
we probably needed a quick couple liquid. Bucks.
He needed to liquidize.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I know it's like a thing, but I don't get it.
No, I looked it up a little bit.
Like a Terminator?
I don't understand it.
Like Terminator? Like the second Terminator?
Yeah, something. It's that's actually. No, that's the wrong thing. No, yeah, the guy that goes under the door, not the doors and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not that guy. But enough of all that mumba jumba.
Well, congrats.
Yes, we're happy for you, bud. I just messaged him.
Can't wait
him
to go. Is it open? Well, we'll talk to him soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to little guy soon. I messaged him and I says, is it bring your own lettuce at Derek's Dripping Wet? So we'll see what he says. He did not want to talk to me, so he did not answer the phone.
Derek's Dripping Wet Tacos. Double D, double U, T. Yeah! Oh, really? It's triple D. Derek Dillinger's dripping wet. Well, he said Derek's.
He did just say Derek's, but maybe he'll change it once he realizes.
Well, he probably doesn't want to put his last name on it. He doesn't want to just use his name to get people in. He wants people to come in because of the quality of the product.
Yeah.
I mean, which I respect. Oh, I hope they keep Molt Cola.
Me too, dude. If not, then I don't know who we're going to have to. If they both want to sponsor us, who are we going to pick?
Whichever one pays more.
Great point. So anyways, back to the show.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
We're talking about Aries, not
Tron. Oh, we're doing
Tron
a Zodiac sign wrestling thing.
Yes, not the unsuccessful film Tron Aries.
But yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, starring terrible weirdo person actor Jared Leto.
I feel like he started out very hot in the feature films.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was
only
30
off.
Seconds to Mars. I mean, it's pretty hot. It's closer to the sun.
I met him.
Oh, it's further from the sun. Fuck. You have?
Yeah.
And what did you really?
Yeah, at Warped Tour in like 06.
Did you join
his
cult?
He was very nice. He was very genuine. Oh, did I join his cult? I didn't even know it was an option that I would have, but I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah,
I think it's only for girls.
Dang, man.
It's so lame.
I know. But
sick of not being allowed to do stuff. Anyway.
But Aries, the zodiac sign. Now, how would you describe an Aries?
A ram. The ram is what's associated with Aries.
Okay, right on.
And because of that, I chose somebody I referred to earlier, Stephanie Vaquer. Because
very good choice.
She wears the horns because mm-hmm. she's an Aries.
Yeah.
And there's other horned wrestlers that I thought fit other things better, but I just really like her, so I'm going to choose her whenever I can because of how much I enjoy. She's got the entrance on, like, you can tell she's, like, finding herself more and more as the days go by.
Which is really cool. We're happy for you, Steph. I call her Steph.
We liked her before.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know.
It's almost like
we knew that she was going to be the biggest woman's wrestler of all time, but
it's almost like we finish each other's dumps. I'm gonna get that over.
Sentences
for Aries, I pick. Yeah. I guess there's a little bit of a lag there. I pick Austin Aries
because of his name.
Because of his goddamn name.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Thanks, man. I'm not a big Austin Aries fan.
Aries is a god of war, right? In one of the things.
That sounds about right.
And I feel like he goes to war.
Boy, does he.
He's ready to.
Yeah, he's war ready. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else was there? What else they got in that Zodiac?
Another one I know of is Taurus. Taurus? Tauros?
Like
Taurus.
A Ford Taurus.
Like the Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The bull.
The bull. Who do you think would be a good Tauros representation?
If I was, the commander of the stars, and I was deciding, you know, on the zodiac symbols, which professional wrestler would be what, I would pick for Taurus. The bull. I would pick Roosh, because you mess with the bull.
Oh, because he does the thing.
The horns.
Yeah, that's a throwback to our Breakfast Club episode.
Who you got
for the bull?
Mm-hmm.
I pick Mantar.
Oh.
Because you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Oh, he did say that. Dang.
I think
cool.
he did.
That's cool. It's kind of
I think there's a couple.
Two horned characters in a row.
Yeah. Well, it's a ram and a bull. What do you want from me? They had a bunch of horny animals back then. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the other one I thought of, you probably thought of the other one I thought of for this too, was Beast Muertos.
I did think of Beast Muertos, but I thought that you were going to pick him.
I thought you were going to pick him.
So I rushed to Roosh. I rushed to Roosh instead.
I picked Mantar.
I remember that from a couple seconds ago.
I can't come up with a pun for Mantar. Oh, Mantar and Feather Me, if we both pick the same one.
I like that.
Dumps. We finish each other dumps. Anyway,
I've never been creamed on like this before.
Wait. Anyway,
who said that? Anyway,
what
do you want to do next?
What do they got after that one, huh?
Gemini.
Okay, what do you got for that?
The twins. Twins. You remember that? The
frog commercial.
No, that was in Budweiser. Was it Miller Lite? Coors Light?
I think it was, I don't know. But I do remember it.
Love quarterbacks eating dirt.
And twins.
Girls in short skirts. Oh, dogs that love cats. And twins. Well, no, he had nothing to do with that. I hope not.
Well, it was that kind of energy. Who do you pick for the Gemini twins?
Well, you can only pick twins. It would make sense. So I'm going to pick some of the most famous twins. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to pick the Basham brothers.
Ooh, good choice.
And I feel because Basham. They have a very generic look.
Mm-hmm. But they'll bash you.
They'll bash you. They have a generic look, so I think it would be easy to find a grouping of stars that look like them.
Hell yeah.
So I think that would be the most thing that would work.
That's usually your noodle, Sam.
Isn't it just bald heads, black trunks, maybe elbow pads or whatever? Like nothing.
Yeah, right.
They look like you created a wrestler and then duplicated it.
Yeah, and then when you were creating him, you were like, I'm not doing any customization.
You were more interested in like the moves.
Yeah.
You forgot to go to the other screen or you skipped it and didn't go back.
Hell yeah, man.
But yeah, so I'm going Basham's.
Nice
Who are
choice.
You going for the twins, Gemini?
For Gemini, I pick.
Yeah.
Big E.
For both?
Because he got the big old boobies.
Oh, that big meaty chest.
He's got that chest.
That'd be a good constellation.
I mean, I would definitely pray to whatever night or whatever the hell people do.
Yeah, I don't really know what they did back then, but whatever. Twins, Big E. Didn't see that one coming. That was a good one. I thought the Bellas. I was going to pick the Bellas. Nope. Your idea. That's what your idea said to me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The Bellas are a good choice too.
Or remember we talked about them like a month or two ago about the you called them one name. I called them the Johnsons because in like the beginning of TNA they came out and they were dressed like dicks.
Mm-hmm.
But then you called them something else and then we realized it was the same team.
Yeah, what the hell did I
But call? I can't remember what their names was. So I thought about doing them, but I'm like, I don't even want to give them
fuck. Oh, they were called Gemini.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So that one's that would have been good.
Yeah, well, when we redo this next year. Oh, the next one's mine.
Oh, which is?
My astrological zodiacal sign. Cancer, the crab.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you want to know who I picked?
Yeah.
Too bad. You have to tell me first.
Oh, shit. I pick Joey Ryan.
For the crab?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he had crabs.
Did he?
Probably. I don't know. I pick Paul Heyman.
Wait, who do you pick? No, I'm confused.
I'll tell you
I was
what
not
I pick.
Ready for a Joey Ryan.
I pick Jim Cornette because he's crabby.
Oh. That's a good choice.
Thanks, dude.
That's a good thought. I had a similar thought. I picked somebody who I thought was crabby.
Right on. That's a good Bret way Hart. To do it. Okay. Bret Hart is very crabby.
I'm not saying he's not good. I'm not saying he's not mm-hmm. whatever, but he's crabby.
You could even
He's the crabbiest there is. He's mm-hmm. the crabbiest there was. He's the crabbiest there ever will be. Yeah! Maybe. You want to argue for the greatest of all time? Sure, fair argument, but I'll argue right back, crabbiest all time.
Yeah, well, that isn't really, he could be both.
Yeah, they're not exclusive
Yeah.
of one what, another, I understand. I'm just saying.
Well, would you consider yourself, Sammy Daddy, to be crabby?
Me? No, I'm not crabby. Try not to be.
I would never describe you as that.
I don't think so. I hope not. I hope I don't get described. I mean, if I do, I do, whatever.
I would say you're mild-mannered.
Oh, like Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm. And Superman. All of the above. And whip, the Hurricane. Whip. He was just
Hurricane
a
Helms?
mild-mannered reporter. Yeah.
Shane Helms?
The very same. What's after cancer? Besides death.
Hello. I wondered if that's the way we were going.
Unless you're my mom, unfortunately. Still here.
Oh, I don't know. Nobody's finishing anybody's dumps today.
It's not even canon to the show that...
I don't even know what's happening.
Cancer. Yeah, but she's still kicking somewhere. Who knows where? It was ass cancer.
What?
Yeah, cancer of the ass.
I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
She was in remission, then she got it back, and then she was in remission again. Me and my brother just got our fingers crossed, hoping for the day we get the call. I'm not going to edit that out.
You're not?
No.
Oh, all right. Much. Well, then I'll just keep this party going. The next one is Leo the Lion.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
That's one I think people know, Leo the Lion.
Yeah.
But I think it's kind of easy to go with it. For Lion, I picked pre-WWF Chris Jericho.
That's a good choice.
He was the Lionheart. He did the Lion Tamer. The way his hair and facial hair was at times was lion-esque. He had that mane.
Yes.
So when I thought of Lion, I thought of Chris Jericho. And you could, it would be cool if he... Well, I guess that's... So I guess I can't. All right, I'm just going to pick Chris Jericho so that the constellation can be his arms out.
Oh, yeah, man.
But then that's my favorite. I think we've talked about it before, but that's my favorite Chris Jericho.
Yeah, that's one of the best.
WCW Chris Jericho.
Yeah. I mean, maybe
at the beginning he was good.
Yeah.
But then when he got real hot at the end, right before he made the jump, that was my favorite. That's how much I liked it.
So Derek Dillinger responded and said, yes, it is bring your own lettuce. And then he also says, but okay. I hate it.
He said what?
But I hate it.
Just keep it away. You can bring your own lettuce, but don't let me fucking see it.
It's nice that he at least allows you to bring your lettuce in. I mean, he hates lettuce and you can bring it in. He hates Ronald Two Legs and he can't.
Yeah, that kind of tells you.
Yeah, he hates Ronald Two Legs more than he hates lettuce.
Like if we did a Room for Cream segment, but it was the opposite and it was things we didn't like,
Yeah,
lettuce would be second at best.
Right. Jeez, oh man.
That's what I think about that. Who's your Leo the Lion zodiac constellation guy?
My lion is the Brooklyn Brawler.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he was always lying on his back at the end of the match.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Thanks, man.
And he deserves to be remembered in the stars.
Yeah, I think Colt Cabana played him on that rock show.
Really?
Yeah, I never watched it, but I've seen because I followed the little guy on Instagram.
Brooklyn Brawler?
Colt Cabana. Brooklyn Brawler's no longer with us.
I don't know if that's true.
He has ass cancer.
I don't know if that's true.
He has AIDS in his ass.
I don't know if anything... I don't even know if Colt Cabana was him on the rock show.
He was.
I watched a couple episodes.
I would never lie about that. What was Lion? What did we do after Lion?
We did Lion, so now that would take us to Virgo.
Oh, okay.
Which would be the Maiden.
The Maiden, okay.
I believe it was, well, you go first. Go ahead. I'll tell you. I'll give a little backstory before I answer mine.
The Maiden.
The Maiden.
Okay. I pick Gregory Iron.
For the Maiden? That's a girl. Oh, so I probably, it's funny you said that.
Iron Maiden.
It would have made it easier for you to think of, but it's the Maiden or Virgin.
Oh, then definitely Gregory Iron.
Oh, I thought that might change your mind, but never mind.
Beautiful boy. Nice.
Why? Give it to me again.
Oh, because of Iron Maiden. There's a rock and roll band from the 1980s.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
They got some hits.
I don't think I know a single song by them.
Run to the Hills. Number of the Beast.
It doesn't ring a bell.
The Trooper.
Nah, I don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
My parents didn't listen to it.
You play Tony Hawk Pro Skater? Any of them?
Your sweet butthole, I did.
They're in at least one of them.
Okay, well then maybe I've heard one.
Told you.
I take it all back. Sorry. Who do you got for Maiden?
Well, I went a different route. So the Maiden, the God... goddess that this constellation was modeled after, named after, whatever, was allegedly or supposedly or whatever, the last god, all the gods, like Zeus and his friends, they all ran away to Olympus to get away from us normal peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the last goddess to leave because she really didn't want to because she wanted
so
to stay.
Up.
She still clearly left, which says something, but whatever.
Right.
So she was supposed to be associated with like the earth, and that's why it was like the maid and Mother Earth kind of deal.
Is she that green guy, the green lady in Moana?
No, that's Moana.
No, she's not green. The green lady made of grass.
The green lady in Moana? Remember? No.
Well, she was like made of lava, and then I think Moana saved the day, and then she turned into like a beautiful forest woman.
I don't know if that's what Moana's about, is it?
Moana,
is that her grandma?
No, it was a giant creature that they were like a...
The Rock?
No. That's...
They fight the thing?
That's the Rock. That's
with the hook?
No, I'm not talking about Duwak.
Dwayne Duwak?
I'm not talking about Dwayne Duwak Johnson.
Dwayne Duwak Johnson?
No, I'm not talking about that shit.
You're not talking about Dwayne Duwak Johnson? For the maiden, I choose Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, very good choice, Sammy Daddy.
Because of her beauty and class. And
mm-hmm. Hey. She's very good at being caught when she falls.
Oh. Hmm? Oh.
Yeah.
She's great. Love it. Love Miss. I feel like. Yeah.
She was one of our nation's best. Rest in peace. She's dead, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for a while.
Been, she's really, really fucking dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's, like, level to dead. I think you're just dead or not, but if there was levels to it, she'd be in the middle.
That's true. You're either alive or you're dead. That's what I've always found. What's after Fair. Virgo?
Everybody knows it's Libra, the scales.
Okay.
So when I thought of the scales, it's, like, justice, and balance,
attract.
Equality, or whatever you want to call it. So I thought... Who tips the scales of justice? So it made me think of the shield, because that was their whole deal.
I didn't mean to hit that one, but
no, they were shocked.
The hounds of justice.
The hounds of justice.
Hell yeah!
And that was their whole deal. They were there to right the wrongs and keep everything fair.
Right.
If they were good or bad, they worked with the authority. Then they worked against the authority.
If they didn't agree with what you were doing, you're getting power bombed through. You're getting triple power bombed in the announce table.
I don't think that's a good name for it, though.
The triple power bomb? Yeah.
No, because like Wardlow did like a triple power bomb.
That's true. Jericho used to do the double power bomb, and that's two power bombs.
Yeah. Yeah. So theirs is like the double assist power bomb.
It should be called triple penetration.
Yeah, that's closer.
Very. I mean, three guys are fucking you.
That's fair. I like that if that's the reason. Because when they get you up there, you're fucked. When mm-hmm. they get their hands on you, you're fucked.
Once that, mm-hmm, once your crotch is in
Roman Reigns' face,
right, you're getting fucked.
Once the big dog,
mm-hmm.
when he's got his wet nose in your coin purse,
yeah, right.
You are not leaving without your back hurting.
Yeah, you know what I heard Roman said after too.
I have never been creamed on like this before. Wait.
That's a Roman Reigns quote?
That actually is. Yeah, that's Roman Reigns right there.
Who do you have for... I picked the shield as a whole.
That's right. For the scales.
It's the scales. Libra.
I pick... what is it? I pick Jake the Snake Roberts.
Whoa.
Because snakes have scales.
Oh, you took a different meaning of that word.
You bet.
It's good because we've been doing that a lot, I feel like, where you're going a little literal on some things and mm-hmm. then figurative.
Especially if someone's name is a zodiac sign, I'm going to pick
yep.
that.
And that helps too.
I don't know if the creamers at home have ever kind of figured this out, but I'm always going to take the easy way out because of laziness.
I disagree, but you do say that.
That's true.
Well, all right. Well, then you go first on this next one, and it should be pretty easy for you. Scorpio, the scorpion.
Right on. I have a...
Any wrestlers with the name?
I have a tie.
You have a two-way tie?
If you can believe it. But I'm going to go with one of them, and that is Scorpio's guy.
Ooh, his name's in there.
That's right. You'll never guess who the other one was.
This is the worst sky I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio sky. Scorpio
is the thing,
and he's in the sky.
Yeah.
The other one? So your first one was Scorpio Sky. Who tied with Scorpio Sky?
Yeah.
Black Scorpion.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Because yeah. I finish your sentence.
There's no other one. You finish my dumps.
Dumps. Like a truck. Thighs like a what?
All night long.
I think I say it again.
Let me see that. What is it?
Dong. Oh. You know when he screams and like right before like the last chorus?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite part.
You know he doesn't get any, like he barely makes any money off that song? Because of he uses the Livin' La Vida Loca and he didn't get that cleared. And so
That's Livin' La Vida Loca?
He says the words. And so he has to
Because I'm living la vida loca.
Yeah, so he has to give Ricky Martin money.
Oh, well, all right. I feel better then. I felt bad at first when you said Cisco wasn't getting any money, but now knowing Ricky Martin's getting the money instead, it's fine.
Okay.
No, I think, isn't Ricky Martin a piece of shit?
I never heard about it. Creamers, why don't you come up below and let us know if Ricky Martin's a piece of shit?
I thought he...
I usually know which celebrities are pieces of shit, but I kind of never
you're up
tell.
On your Ricky Martin news.
I have been slacking the last few years, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, so is he. Let's be honest. Anyway, hope Cisco's doing good, unless he's a piece of shit. Creamers, let us know down in the comments if Cisco's a piece of shit.
Yeah, thank you, Creamers, please.
And what color do you think his hair is today? Does he still do that gimmick? I hope he does. So, you went Scorpio Sky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go more with what represents it, the Scorpion. I thought we were going to have the same one on this, if I can be totally honest, because I pick Sting.
Okay, very good choice.
Because if I see a Scorpion, I think Sting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's just how it is. So.
Do you know they have scorpions where I'm moving? Portland, Oregon.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. It's too cold.
Well, they don't really go into Portland, but they are.
Like a pet shop?
They're in the state.
Like, yeah, we have scorpions. I got scorpions down the street at the pet shop.
No, no, no. This isn't at the pet shop, boy. This is outside in the wilderness and in your backyard.
There's scorpions?
Yeah, Google it.
It's because you got too many national parks there. They got to cut that shit
down. Why don't you
comment
below and let us know, are there scorpions in Oregon? Thank you.
There's too many national parks there. That's the problem.
There's quite a bit. What do you?
They're just letting that shit run wild. You need more parking lots. Where are people going to park?
They do need more parking lots because
where are people going
to
park?
Pay like $200 a month to park your car at your apartment. Isn't that wild?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good thing the apartment's cheap though, right?
No, but they have a good public transport. So you would, like, if you don't want to have a car, you still have a ride around. Take the trolley. Take the subway.
But
the boosts. Walk.
It's one of the seasons.
Most walkable.
What are the seasons like there? It's walkable in the way of it's set up weather wise.
They have all four.
But it's rain for
every one of them. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like temperature wise, though, are you getting big drumps?
I guess I'm gonna find out. I'll keep you posted.
Well, should have looked that up. Too late
now. We'll put it on the show. I'll go outside and I'll do the show out there.
We can do
film the frog.
A weekly weather report from Portland.
Okay.
The weather. Write that one down. I like that one. Right. So the next one is, I believe this is your Sagittarius.
That's right. I am a Sagittarius.
Yeah, you act like one. That's how I knew.
Just a couple weeks. Oh, really? And what is that supposed to mean, Sammy Daddy? I act like a half man, half horse.
A centaur or the archer.
Oh, that's right. I do have a bow.
Well, you need an arrow to go with it, or else.
Well, I have several arrows.
Oh, you're fine then. So, I went with the archer aspect of it, and I picked Damian Priest.
Nice choice.
Because he was the archer of infamy, and if you remember in NXT and when he first got called up, Creamers, if you're listening only, pause, and if you're driving, pull over. Yeah. Or if you're doing something,
no, you don't have to pull over. Just pull your, just you could look at
well,
your
just
phone.
Put your
you're a good driver.
On.
You're a good driver.
Put your hazards on so people will go around you.
Don't
pull
even
up
do
to
that.
YouTube.
Don't even do that.
RussellCream.com. Pull up to YouTube and watch what I'm about to do because this is what Damian Priest used to do in United. So he'd walk out.
Mm-hmm. I'll describe it. You do it and I'll describe it. So Sammy Daddy's standing there. He's looking around, all wild eyed. He's turned around. Oh, he's pulling a arrow from his quiver. And he shoots it.
And then his name would go up in fire on the Titantron.
Okay, that's cool, man. That's
so,
cool.
Yeah, I saw Archer. I thought Priest.
Makes sense.
What did you think when you saw Sagittarius, though?
I pick professional wrestler and former member of the Bullet Club, Stephen Amell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he did that show, The Green Arrow. The Arrow. From he was the Green Arrow on that show. It was even called the Arrowverse. It was a whole dang universe.
Yeah, it was around him.
That's because of him being a wrestler. Cody Rhodes was on that program.
Cody Rhodes was on there. Yeah, I was going to say. A couple times, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. They have a lot of WWE guys on those CW shows. Batista on Smallville. Beat up Superman. Well, beat up Clark Kent.
Well, same thing. I was trying to think if there was another one. You remember when Lita Lance was on Archer? Dark Angel and broke her neck?
Who?
Lita.
Was I thought Dark it was Lita.
Huh. Remember Dark Angel, the Jessica Alba led?
I honestly haven't thought about that show in such a long time. I kind of forgot about it, but I do remember it.
I used to watch
it. I'm actually going to bring it up to my wife after the show because she's not. I feel like she probably watched it.
I used to watch it. I used to go to, I don't remember what it stands for, PSR. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Well, for like Catholic school.
Yeah, but it's like it was like 2 hours on like a Tuesday.
Yeah, I had that too.
Honestly, originally it was like 2 hours on a Monday, and it pissed me off because I wouldn't get home till like 8:30.
That's the
and
same.
Nitro already
I
started.
I was on Cub Scouts and I was in the Cub Scouts and like it was always on Thursdays and that was the only time I could watch wrestling because I didn't have cable. So,
yeah, like, it would piss me off because Monday was it's like we missed a half hour of Nitro. What are we doing here, people?
Yeah.
They're not going to recap it until Raw starts. I'm going to have to flip back and forth. But then I went to a different one, and it was on Tuesdays, and I would get home in time to watch Dark Angel.
Right on, man. That's cool.
And I would watch it a lot. And I love Jessica Alba. Always will. Unless she's a piece of shit. Creamers, let us know in the comments if Jessica Alba's a piece of shit.
I don't think so either. Have you ever seen Sin City?
Yeah.
I never can get past the fact that fucking, what's his fucking name? The dude that's dying right now. Bruce Willis, he fucking, you know, saved that girl, little girl, from being sexually assaulted. And then...
By the yellow bastard?
And then when she's an adult, he bangs her. Fucking crazy.
Or wasn't the yellow bastard.
And it was and Jessica Alba played that character for the creamers at home who don't know the movie. That's why...
As the adult. The adult version.
Yeah. The adult Jessica Alba.
Hey, that's Sin City for you.
Good point, dog. Good point.
I remember.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I watched that. Remember they made a second one?
Yeah, it sucked. Damn,
I was hoping you'd say no, but I was going to say neither does anybody else.
No.
It looks beautiful.
That's why we finish each other's...
Sin City 2, Dame to Kill.
Dumps. What's after what is it? Which one did we just do? Yeah, Sagittarius.
We just did Sagittarius, so next would be Capricorn, the goat. I went with the goat part of it, because I don't know what Capricorn means. Daniel Bryanson.
What does Capricorn mean? Does that mean water or something?
The goat. Well, while you figure that out, I'll tell you I picked Daniel Bryanson because...
I guess that would probably be Aquarius.
You could argue that he looks like a goat and also that he is the goat.
That's true.
As in greatest of all time. I don't know if he's my greatest of all time. I don't know who is the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. It's him.
He could be. You want it to be? I don't know what Capricorn means.
No one does.
Anyway... The goat, Daniel Bryanson, he looks like one, he smells like one, he might be one.
Yeah.
And he is. The Capricorn.
I pick...
Who?
Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
What? Why?
Because he's the scapegoat.
Oh. Is he still a scapegoat? He doesn't wear the thing anymore.
He's Jungle Boy again, but he's just, you know, he's Jungle Jack.
Well, he's not Jungle Boy, right?
But I could still use him if I want. There's no rules.
Well, I picked pre-WWF Chris Jericho.
Very true.
You can pick whatever you want. You pick Stephen Amell.
That's
right. Miss Elizabeth.
He's not even
it doesn't have to be wrestling. Current anything.
Right. Miss Elizabeth's dead.
I picked Miss Elizabeth earlier than that.
Get over it already. I guess. What's after that, though? Her. Aquarius?
It's funny that you brought up Aquarius a second ago because now it is Aquarius, the water bearer.
Oh my God. Okay.
So the bearer, that translates to the bearer of water.
Oh.
Not
okay.
Water bears, cool. Like those things that are up in space.
Yeah.
And like everywhere
not
and
those,
everything
not
or something.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
that confuses me too.
Smallest animal. Who do you have for that though?
Is it an animal?
It is
your
an
turn.
It is an animal. Oh.
Bears are animals?
Yeah. I pick for Aquarius, the bearer of water.
Yeah, the water bearer.
Jay Lethal.
Why?
Because his original ring name was Hydro.
Oh. Okay. I did not know that.
I think so. If not, then I'm going to feel real embarrassed.
Hydro.
Yeah, let's see. Jay
Lethal's original? I never heard that.
In Ring of Honor, I believe.
I believe you. I'm not calling you out or saying you're wrong. I don't know Jay Lethal's
let's see. Yep, Hydro.
History, okay. I guess.
Yeah, he's a...
It was Hydro?
Yep.
Why?
I don't know. Because he was
Was it like a weed thing, or was it like a Bruce Lee
that's
thing?
What I don't know. I would think so, but Jay Lethal doesn't
like
really
water, fight,
weed.
Flow. Like what's Bruce Lee say? Flow like a waterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Sting like
anyway.
Bruce Lee.
Something, yeah. Sting like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
That's me. That's what he would say.
He pops his shirt off and he shows us his hot nips.
And he would do the fucking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but the
one
best
inch
part
punch.
Was his nips. Right, guys. Right, Creamers. Creamers, why don't you comment below? Let us know if you thought that the what do they call that punch?
Nips. Oh, 1 inch punch.
The 1 inch punch, is that the best part of Bruce Lee, or was it his hot nips?
That's not fair because that's two things. But whatever. Yeah, let us know.
What do you have for Aquarius?
The water bearer.
Yeah, the very same.
Triple H.
Because
every
fact
time
that he's wet.
Well, he's wet and he bears water every entrance.
And then a couple weeks ago, there was those photos of him and his family on the lake, or like, you know what I mean, like in a boat, water. Do you think it was hard for him not to drink all that water and spit it out when he was on that boat?
That was an empty pit when he got there.
Oh my god.
That was actually, you must have not read the article I sent you.
I didn't read the article. I always just read the headline.
Well, and it's easy to.
Right.
But you got a lot going on. And you said it earlier, you're going to take the lazy way.
Exactly. Hold on, I'm going to let this goddamn cat in.
Go ahead. I'll keep going. I can, yeah. But yeah, so actually, the McMahon-Helmsley family went to the pit hole where the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs was, and he went there and he did his drink water, and he did that so much that it filled that crater, which allowed them to put their boat there and take those sweet pics. And that's all I have to say, and I'll never say it again. The camera zoomed in. I didn't know you had that technology.
Did it really? Oh,
it moved for a second.
Yeah, she
but
was moving everything.
While we're on the subject of
the
water bearers,
mm-hmm.
Last one, Pisces, the fish.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is it my turn? Yeah. Do you want me to go first? It's the last one, so it's up to you.
I would love it if you did.
So, I picked James Ellsworth because he looks like a fish.
He's a hideous man.
So, sorry. Yeah, like, I don't mean to pick on you because of how you look.
He has his eyes are on the sides of his head.
Yeah, and he lives underwater.
Yeah, he's not.
Maybe. I don't know if he lives underwater.
Not a very hot man.
I can't confirm that, but I'm saying he looks like a fish.
Creamers, why don't you let us know in the comments below?
Sorry, not sorry.
Does James Ellsworth live in the water?
I don't know.
For Pisces, for the fish, I pick Bobby Fish.
Oh, because of his name. You did the name thing.
Where's the lie?
I like it.
Yeah.
Is he all right?
I don't know, man.
I feel like he's not all right.
I've been watching
hurt.
His YouTube channel, and he seems like a normal. He seems fine to me.
Does he? Because I feel like because didn't he kind of burn some bridges?
Yeah, he definitely seems like he's
after his AEW departure,
saying a lot of mean things about CM Punk. But you know that doesn't bug me.
No, that's fine if it's like a one-on-one thing. Some people, hey, not everybody's going to get along. I get that. I can respect that.
Yeah,
but I just thought he kind of like. It feels like when the wrestlers bounce around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They might not. I just want to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, like a luchador.
Similar, but not the same. But yeah,
because they bounce all around a lot.
No, I get it, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Similar, yes.
Because we finished,
but not
each
the same. Hmm. What?
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
I think it's first of all, Creamers.
Creamers.
Why don't you comment below and let us know who you think each zodiac sign would be representative. Represented by, if it was represented by a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
And
tell
us
what
we
your zodiac sign is.
And,
what that says about you.
And. Your social security number. Please.
Yeah,
Sammy
fine.
Daddy,
yeah.
I think it's time for a little someone to do an ad read, and you know who I'm talking about, right? How about you?
Me?
Mm-hmm. So, Creamers, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go close the door while Sammy Daddy starts in.
Where's the cat? Did the cat leave? Hold on. Wait,
they
can't just do that.
They just want to come in and rub in and everything and then leave.
Well, it's a sign of affection, and they also put their scent on it.
Yeah, I understand, but it's
still it's theirs.
Annoying. Yeah, I'll be right back. BRB.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. All right. This episode of Wrestle Cream is sponsored by GERT. America's favorite sit-down yogurt restaurant for teens. No parents, no rules, just Gert. At Gert, every booth is sticky with freedom and every spoonful is a celebration of independence. And right now, it's the bottomless Gert Bowl Bonanza. That's right. We took the bottom off the bowl, and we're never putting it back. Order one bowl of Gert and watch as it never stops. There is no bottom. There never was. The Gert keeps coming. A pure, white, unstoppable river. You can't leave. You won't want to. You're part of the Gert now. Every teen's laugh becomes the sound of more Gert pouring. Our floor drains can handle it. Because at Gert, you don't finish the bowl. The bowl finishes you. Only for teens. Only in malls. Only at Gert. 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 It's not even really yogurt anymore.
Sammy Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the John Cena quote of the week?
Oh, I forgot we do that. Spend a few days replacing the words deserve and owe with earn. It might change your perspective and invite a few more interesting follow-up thoughts and questions.
Sammy Daddy.
Yeah.
What's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
Well, I told you what I watched, but I didn't tell you everything I watched, like I told you.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, if you think about it. So, my match count is 647 matches. And you want to know what added 9 matches to that count? I'll tell you.
SmackDown.
I hear their viewership's low and it's just boring.
Mm-hmm. That's what
I haven't watched it in months because I don't get the channel. There's no easy way to watch it. But what I did watch was on the WWE Vault, one of my favorite YouTube channels ever.
Mm-hmm.
90 minutes. Perry Saturn. I guess he just had surgery or was just in the hospital for something.
Oh, wow.
So I think maybe this was like a little like, hey, here's your flowers since you're doing all right.
Mm.
Or doing whatever, made it through a surgery, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had him. Oh, gosh, I can't remember all of it. There was something from ECW. I think they beat the Dudleys. The Eliminators beat the Dudleys for the tag belts. His first match against, I think his first WCW match was against Disco Inferno for the United States Championship, and he won.
Wow. Good old job, Perry.
Which reminded me of, it's so weird to think that even at that time, I loved Perry Saturn and Raven and Raven's Flock,
mm-hmm.
and I also loved Disco Inferno. So I've really always just loved the same, like, both sides of it.
Wow, man.
I want the characters.
Yeah,
give it to me. That's what
like
I want.
You say, characters welcome.
Somebody, I've heard that somewhere before. Oh, they had a match with him in Goldberg. A lot of WCW stuff. A feuding with Raven, teaming with Raven. But the match that I'm going to pick for my match of the week is from this compilation, and it was WWF Judgment Day 2000, Saturn versus Dean Malenko versus Eddie Guerrero for a belt.
Ooh.
I'm guessing, I can't remember, European, Intercontinental?
It had to be one of those. It definitely wasn't.
It was, yeah, that's not one belt. That's two. No.
Yeah, for sure.
Belts.
Well, at the time. Because
at the time.
Lineage of the European title go into the Intercontinental.
Nobody knows. It's all made up. It doesn't, whatever.
Sounds like
it's whatever you want it to be.
Did it have hot action?
It was fine. It was good. Those are all three good guys. It was Latino Heat with China ringside. He cheated to win.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
They had a lead pipe in the roses that he gave to China.
Okay, I remember that then. Yeah, I remember that for sure.
I didn't think about it, and she hit I don't remember. Maybe Saturn on the, I can't remember now. I think she hit Saturn on the outside with it, and it, like, took him out. I'm like, she hit him with roses.
Mm-hmm. Who cares? That's not so strong.
And then something happened where Malenko got, like, hung up with, you know, with his, in the ropes with his head outside. And did she hit him? Or Eddie hit him? I think maybe she hit him. He gets the pin. Him and China are backing up, down, you know, laughing down the entrance, mm-hmm. and then he pulls the lead pipe out. I'm like, oh, my God, I do remember him doing that. So
yeah, right.
Classic. It's amazing. Those are three. Those are three guys I watched for a long time and enjoy.
Oh, yeah, I've enjoyed those guys, too.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But what's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
The 2025. Before we do that, though, we have an ad that we have to do. So sorry about this, guys. We have to pay the bills. Am I right?
Another one?
Well, the other one wasn't an ad. It was a, well, you're, besides your ad, you mean?
Yeah,
I mean, we have another ad from a sponsor of the show, Derek's Drippin' Wet Tacos.
So he is sponsoring.
Come on down to Derek's Drippin' Wet Tacos. Not only do we have authentic Mexican cuisine, we have street tacos.
If street tacos aren't your thing, we got a brick and mortar.
Magic and live music. And for your safety, no audio perverts are allowed in our establishment.
Oh, wow, even in the ad.
All right. My match count for 2025. Creamer. Oh, I keep hitting creamers.
That's it?
My match count for 2025, the year of my life, is 800 matches.
You did 800?
That's right. My 800th match was the Ops versus Hangman, Eddie Kingston, Hook for the Trios titles at last night's Dynamite.
Wait, who's the Ops?
The Ops are Samoa Joe.
Oh, they're bad guys.
Yeah, yes, Shibata and Powerhouse Hobbs.
So they're all bad guys?
They're all bad guys.
Because Samoa Joe became a bad guy at the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. And then they said, if our boys are bad guys, so are we.
Mm, that's weird. And then the good guys are Kingston, Hook, because they're like a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Are they fighting for the women's belts? Is that why they put them together?
Oh, no, they're not in that tournament.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, they're not in that one. But
and then Hangman.
Okay. My match of the week was Takeshita versus Goto for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. After the match,
what happened?
Yoda Tsuji comes out. He says, I'm challenging you, mister.
Who? Me?
No, not you. He was saying this to Takeshita. He says, I'm challenging you, buddy, and I want to take that belt from you. And I think that, and he held up his belt. And I think whenever somebody, when like two champions hold up their belts and like face to face, that means both belts are on the line.
Oh.
So I feel like they may be unifying them. And hopefully if they do that, they go back to the old design of the IWGP title. Because everybody wants it, baby. Everybody.
Well, he said he was going to do that.
He did say that. And he probably will win. He's the fuch. Anyways.
So we want the old belt.
Yeah, of course. Sammy Daddy, do you have a room for cream?
I do. Is that
not? What the hell is it?
There's, so after all those ads, this is, I guess, a free ad. They didn't pay us for this.
Oh.
There's a streaming service I'm using, or that I got recently, called Dropout. It's called Dropout, and I think the guy, I don't remember, I saw, a quick thing where maybe the guy in charge got something from College Humor or something, so I don't know if it comes from that or whatever.
That makes sense.
But the more I hear about it and see about it, the more I like it, which is rare nowadays, because I feel like the more you pay attention, the more you don't like or you're disenfranchised by things.
That's true.
So they'll end up letting me down at some point, but they haven't yet, and they won't let you down until a later date either.
Nice.
So I would see clips over and over of, there's a lot of, it's all original content.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. A lot of game show-esque scenarios, but everything is pretty much some sort of improv. It's all comedy. There is some cartoons. There is some stand-up specials. One thing that they do a lot of is, I think it's like Dungeons and Dragons or role-playing-esque game. Like a Dungeons and Dragons where it's a role-playing game you do in person together. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of those type of shows. I haven't really watched those yet. A bunch of original stuff, stand-up specials. I think there's cartoons and maybe some sketch comedy skit things or whatever. But the thing that the clips that I saw were clips of game, either game shows or like improv shows. I think almost all of it's improv. I'm guessing the cartoons aren't, because that seems like it'd be impossible. But you never know. Anyway, the game shows are, it's got like three contestants and they give them funny prompts. It's almost like Whose Line It Is. It's like Whose Line Is It Anyway, but a little bit more, the points almost matter.
Okay.
Whose Line Anyway, the points didn't matter. This, the points almost matter.
Okay.
But there's two other shows, one I've been watching and one I want to watch. It'll be my next watch.
Right on.
The one that I have been watching is called Smarty Pants, and it's kind of like TED Talks, where somebody just wants to make a point, and the people, they don't argue, but they kind of ask questions and get the discussion going. For example, there was one I saw a clip of that there are no such thing as vegetables.
Oh, I don't even
Which sounds like an outrageous claim.
It is an outrageous claim.
Yeah, but if you really look, I didn't watch it, so I can't do the whole thing.
Right.
And but I know every time somebody's like, well, what about this? They're like, that's not a vegetable. That falls into this category.
That's just
like a potato is a starch.
Yeah, but that's still a vegetable.
No.
It's a starchy vegetable.
You can't say that. You can't do that.
Well, think about this, though. Rice is also starch.
Mm-hmm.
So are you saying that rice and potatoes are closer than potatoes and...
Yes. I'm not. That's what this person's saying. And they're in the Smarty Pants group, so who am I to say?
Good point.
So, yes, they're saying there's no such thing as a vegetable. Remember Awakenings?
I remember Awakening this morning.
No, not that. It's a different thing.
Oh.
But the show I really like that I've been watching is called Very Important People. It's set up as a fake talk show.
Mm-hmm.
The host is not in on it, and the guest is one of these improv comics, but they put them in an outfit and costume and design that they have no idea until after it's done, and then they have to come up with a character to go on this show and be interviewed as that character. So they've done everything from like a greasy-looking car salesman and like a European pop star to literal aliens and robots and rock monsters.
Oh, that's cool.
And I love it. And the main selling point I'm going to give you right now is that it's $6.99 a month, $70 for the year.
Nice.
And they brought up that they might have to, you know, put the prices up because they, this was one of the things I recently heard, is that they're very good with, like, they let people, like, do this as their job for the amount of pay they're giving them.
Yeah.
Especially for, like, comedy and, like, a streaming service in, like, today's world, it's hard, like... I feel like I've watched a lot of these episodes already because I've seen so much stuff for free.
Okay.
But I want to support them because they were going to raise their prices and they said, this is what we're going to do. Here's your $6.99 a month or whatever I said. You guys can do that. But we're going to make a higher tier. And for that higher tier that costs more money, you get nothing. And I thought, what? And then they explained, like, this is just if you're able to. We would appreciate it. If you do want to support us more, here's this. There might have been something about like exclusive merch or maybe like a small discount or early access or something to like merch. But content wise,
They're not going to the
cheaper level and the more expensive level
right.
is the same content. There's no ads. It's all original stuff. And I thought, I'm like, that's really cool. I really like that move. Oh, and the last thing, and this will be your favorite part for real now.
Ooh.
And the first three creamers to email me at sammydaddy@russellcream.com and ask nicely, they promote password sharing. They want people to see this stuff. They want it to get out there. And hopefully their goal is that it's going to be so good and you enjoy it so much that, I let you watch it on my account. I'm paying for it. But that you go, I want to support this,
right.
even if it's the cheaper tier.
Right.
Or, you know what? I'm in a good spot. I'm going to do the higher tier, whatever. So maybe it changes down the line. Maybe they add ads. Maybe they charge more for more content or put stuff behind paywalls or cut down on password sharing. But for now, they're not. So get in on it. Drop out.
So what you're saying to the creamers at home
be is a dropout.
They email you at sammydaddy@hotcream.
Nope.
At sammydaddy@wrestlecream.com.
Yeah.
Then ask nicely. The first three creamers, you're going to give them your account information so that they can sign it at Dropout and watch some of this hot, hot content.
Improv action. Yeah. Really if that nice. Sounds that's like really something nice that's for you.
Very nice.
If it sounds like, I mean, I was going to, yeah. You can have it, and...
Thanks, man. And three. Two more creamers.
No, I'll still do three.
Ooh. How nice of you, Sammy Daddy.
I'll do three creamers
Thank
if they
on
email
on behalf
me.
Of me and on behalf of the creamers at home. The three creamers.
So, you're welcome. Well, they still got to email me. But yeah, so drop out, check it out.
Sounds like a cool thing. Especially if you like laughs.
I like it. It's fun, and I've always enjoyed that kind of thing. I feel like improv comedy gets, like, poo-pooed at.
I didn't even know that. I thought everybody liked it.
I feel
it.
Like people talk about it like it's low, like it's, like, bottom tier.
That's crazy.
And I don't agree. I mean, maybe I'm sure there's some that is, like, there's some of everything that's, like, cringy or bad or whatever.
True.
You enjoy hip-hop music.
Mm-hmm.
There's some bad hip-hop music.
I've noticed that. Yeah, there's some bad
hip-hop. But there's some amazing, life-changing.
Some of the best.
There's some improv that is very funny. And there's some that isn't funny. I think this will be funny, and there's enough stuff on there. You'll find something that you like, or you won't. And you got it for free, though, so who cares?
Hell yeah, man.
Just shoot me an email.
Shoot Sammy Daddy at hot... Is it? You go ahead.
I gotta fucking write it down. Sammy Daddy.
Fucking shoot.
Dude, this thing is
Sammy
spazzing.
Daddy. It looks like it. Sammy Daddy at WrestleCream.com. Ask nicely, and you can have my dropout username and password. And you can log in. And it's probably the same password I use for everything, so you probably can get access to almost anything.
True. And they could probably go into the account section and see what your debit card number is.
Yeah, probably.
But we're trusting you, Creamers, not to do that. I know I'm not going to do it.
No.
My room for cream. Actually, before...
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did Ronald Two Legs send in a room for cream?
You knew it. Here's Ronald Two Legs.
Yeah, I dumped on you.
Because you finished my dump.
Yep.
Creamers, Ronnie Two Legs, our other best friend of the show, has sent in his room for cream, and we're going to listen to that goddamn thing right now.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
It's I, Ronald Two Legs.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just calling for my rooms for cream.
Send it to me in an email. So
this week, my rooms for cream. I just want to say I liked last week's show. It was nice.
Oh,
a little change.
Thanks.
You know, I didn't hear any slander on my name from old Derek.
Not on the
that's
air.
That's probably worked because we're friends again. You know, he didn't call last week and say any mean things. That's probably because he apologized to me on the week prior's episode.
That's true.
I'm glad he apologized. I appreciate that.
Not going to feel the same
great.
This week.
As far as you boys, that leads me to my other rooms for creams. I apologize to you. I brought up a Mexican restaurant. I did not know there was a partnership, a sponsorship, if you will, going on. So I apologize. I'll never talk about another one again.
I don't know.
I think there actually a new one is opening in my area where I live. Maybe I'll go check that out. Speaking of Mexican restaurants,
I don't think you're allowed in there, Ronald Two Legs.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that's all I got, boys. Thanks. Sorry again. I apologize for bringing up, you know, a rival competitor
to
the sponsorship deal.
It's all right, buddy.
Stop bringing it up.
Cola or Molt. What was it? Molt Cola?
Now you're really pissing us off.
I'm on his side.
You can't do it. You can't get it wrong.
I love you, boys.
We love you, too.
Ronald Two Legs, number one cream man. See you later. Forever.
See you later? Forever?
So maybe...
Does that mean goodbye forever?
Did he say see you later forever?
Yeah, he did.
Hope he calls in next week.
Yeah. Hopefully his mental health
Ronald
is all right.
Two Legs. I small suggestion, just for me. I don't want to speak for Hot Joe or anybody. There's that. He mentioned, did you hear him mention that there's a new Mexican restaurant opening up by him?
Oh, yeah. I noticed that. He said that.
Maybe. I don't know where he lives or where other things might be being built or put together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you're thinking when
next time you're craving Mexican, maybe just don't.
Yeah.
And go like Thai.
And the thing is, too, I find anytime I've
Mongolian
gone,
barbecue.
Whenever I've gone to a delicious Mexican restaurant with Ronald Two Legs, he always brings lettuce with him. And I think that if it was to be Ronald Two Legs walking into Derek's Drippin' Wets, and he was bringing in his own lettuce, yeah, you know, I think that would really.
He might see you later forever. He might see you later forever then.
Yeah, he might. Derek Dillinger's going to get him in the director's chair.
Oh, I wonder what kind of cheeses are going to be there.
Oh, there are going to be all sorts of cheeses. I don't think I'm going to be able to eat at this restaurant.
Yeah, there'll be goat cheese. Can you eat goat cheese?
That's definitely not vegan.
Who are we making goat cheese for then?
Disgusting people.
Oh.
My room for cream creamers. Right.
Creamers.
You know.
What?
Let me. Okay. If I'm telling a person a story, okay, and I say, and my father is one of the characters in the story. When I'm saying the story to a person like you, you're not my family, right? You're not my brother.
No.
I would say, you know, oh, the other day I went to the bar and had a couple of drinks with my dad. You know what I wouldn't say? I wouldn't say, the other day I went to the bar with dad. People should stop doing that stuff, man. It pisses me off. It's fucking weird.
Okay? Instead of having the possessive thing
people,
in front of
people
it.
Will say it as if you're their family member. You know what I mean? Like, oh, me and this is what happened before mom died. That's not my mom, man.
Why do you say the?
The mom?
Well, like a lot of times I'll be like, because I try to keep. I don't do it with my wife though, because it's weird for the wife. I feel
I just say
for me, but no. So I say my wife, and like I do try to keep like a good amount of people at work at arm's length. So I'll like even though I know they know my wife's name,
yeah,
I still say my wife or like me and my wife.
Yeah, but you always say it with like a Borat voice.
When I refer, I always say my wife, just like Borat. My wife.
Damn, dude, that's perfect.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
King in the castle.
Yeah.
I haven't done any impersonations lately. Maybe that's why. But like when I talk about my son, I'll be like, oh, the boy.
That's not the same though, okay?
And I'm asking, well, I'm just clarifying. I'm just clarifying the part of it.
Because when people say, like, Cody Rhodes does it, when he's talking about Dusty Rhodes, he's always
We all know Dusty.
But he's not my dad, okay? I don't
know. No, that's different.
I literally felt nothing when he died.
So what? Oh, because you're going to be so tore up when your dad dies. Oh.
But the point is, I feel like when people do it.
I don't know if you, I don't know. It's up to your call.
Keep it in. I feel like when people say that, when people talk like that, it's because they're self-centered. And gross.
Well, that's kind of like mine from whenever that was, last week or the week before. About the just trying to get to their part of the conversation.
But it's just like, I don't know, man.
I think they piggyback. Same person that I'm complaining about is the same person you're complaining about. Just different parts of the conversation.
Probably, dude. But when people do this, man, it's like they think the world revolves around them. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, yeah, I can call him dad. No, you can't. The only people who you can refer to him as dad is your siblings and your mom. Okay.
I mean, like close friends, neighbors.
No. Nope.
No.
No. Neighbors.
I'm learning.
No. No. Get along besides with your siblings and your mom. Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know?
No, you know what? You're right. Okay, you're right. About the neighbors. I don't know about the close friends.
No. I would never. That's one of some of the people I'm complaining about.
Hold on. Let me rephrase
it
then.
If you were talking about your dad and you said dad to me, I would be like, dude.
You're my close friend, but you're not my dad's close friend. But if you were close friends to both of us, I think I'm going more if you're asking me something.
Like, that's like a good. Because
if you're like, hey, how's your dad doing?
Father to you. Like, my friend Carolyn, she has a mom.
Caroline?
Good for her. And her mom is my mom now.
Caroline?
Because I don't have a mom anymore.
Caroline?
Yes. Well, no.
That's what you said.
Carolyn? Mm-hmm. Anyways,
like two names?
So if I refer to her as her mom as mom, it's like a joke, okay? But if I'm talking about my actual birth mom to her, I would not say mom because that's bizarre and sick.
Yeah, because if you were asking me, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just trying to get on. I'm with you. I'm just trying to make sure I'm on the same level. Because if I was going to ask you if how your mom was doing, that's what I would say. Your mom.
Right.
I wouldn't, but I do feel like people go, how's mom doing?
If someone said, how's mom doing?
How's mom doing?
I would be like, dude, I'm not even talking to you. And I would spit at them.
I don't know. I don't know your mom.
I would spit in their face. God damn it.
I would say, I feel like I'm guilty of doing it from sometimes though.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy, but you're off the show. That's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers.
Creamers.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Thank you.
So how's mom doing? Hey, Creamers. It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm just here to give you a little message, all right? Episode 57 is going to look a little different.
It's going to be just me, Sammy Daddy, hosting and co-hosting by myself. But I need your help because I don't know what I'm doing. It's my first rodeo. It's my first dance. If I need some questions or suggestions or anything you think to help me get through this, because contractually I am obligated to film this show and put it out, even though Hot Joe will be over that way. Or is it that way? I don't know. We'll figure that out. I can answer that in 2 weeks. Send your questions, suggestions, complaints, concerns, constructive criticism, cookie recipes, whatever, to SammyDaddy at WrestleCream.com, or feel free to comment on my social medias. Is that SammyDaddy on Instagram or Wrestle.Cream? Or comment on my social media. Is that SammyDaddy on Instagram or Wrestle.Cream on Instagram? Or send us a DM if you're embarrassed. We'll probably post some stuff to remind you in the upcoming days. But help me. Help me cream you.
Amazing Nate Mattson is back. That's right. After 3 months sitting on the shelf with a broken ankle, courtesy of some jabroni, I'm back and better than ever. And just like I said before, I represent the great state of Michigan. Because I am the greatest thing. I'm the main attraction. I come from Detroit, and I represent all things that are good. Go Red Wings. And so someone takes exception to my words, a certain Al Snow. Well, Al Snow, let me tell you something. Since you've been sitting at home eating bonbons, playing with your head, I have been wrestling, earning my keep, and proving I am the best thing going, especially in PWO. The only thing good that's ever come out of Ohio is Ben Boone. And I made him move back to Michigan. So I'll tell you this, at Resolution 2, Al Snow, you better bring every person in that arena. You better bring every styrofoam mannequin head that you got in your closet. Because I'll tell you this, you will be amazed when you step in the ring with Nate Mattson.